If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Votes yes on $2,000 relief checks.
Donald Trump, these Senate Republicans have followed you. Get them now to act.
Hospitals are filling up.
COVID has killed one out of every 1,000 Americans.
A chilling new look at the Nashville bombing.
Investigators have Warner's laptop trying to determine a motive.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. $2,000 stimulus checks could be a Senate vote away.
The bill is passed.
The House has voted overwhelmingly in favor of increasing payments from $600 to $2,000, as President Trump has urged. The question is, will Senate Republicans go along? Correspondent Paula Reed.
With one hurdle cleared in the House, President Trump and Speaker Pelosi, rarely on the same page, are calling on reluctant Republicans in the Senate to get on board and more than triple the $600 in COVID relief payments to struggling Americans.
Republicans have a choice. Vote for this legislation or vote to deny the American people the bigger paychecks they need.
But passage in the Senate is uncertain, with the $2,000 stimulus checks inflating the total COVID assistance in this round north of $1 trillion. And most of the president's Republican allies have no interest in increasing spending on this. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on the president to persuade them.
He talked about it. Now she's got to act. People need the money.
The House has also overridden the president's veto of a defense spending bill that includes renaming military bases honoring Confederate generals. More than 9 months after pandemic restrictions began in the U.S., the coronavirus is still raging out of control in states like California, where strict lockdown orders are expected to be extended today. Correspondent Carter Evans is in Pasadena.
I think we're now in a viral tsunami.
Dr. Robert Kim Farley is a UCLA epidemiologist who fears what's next.
What happens when you get a surge on top of a surge?
Your hospitals become overloaded.
So when you call other hospitals to try and send a patient there, what answer are you getting?
There's no room at the inn.
And when it comes to vaccinations, they're happening much slower than expected. U.S. health officials promised to deliver 20 million doses by the end of the month, but just over half have been distributed, and only a fraction have actually received the vaccine. In New York, reports that some may have used connections to get their shots early brought threats of up to $1 million fine.
We want to send a clear signal to the providers. If you violate the law on these vaccinations, you will be prosecuted.
New York lawmakers have passed a bill banning evictions for at least 2 more months. A member of President-elect Biden's coronavirus advisory board believes health experts have been overpromising on a timeline for vaccinations. Dr. Atul Gawande at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston tells CBS This Morning.
You have to build in that there are going to be hitches in this process, and we're already seeing it in the first couple of weeks getting started. I think the realistic picture is to expect that it could be fall before enough people are being vaccinated that we're getting back to normal, and that it might be summer before the general public is really accessing the vaccine.
Vaccines have begun reaching nursing homes across the country, including the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington, where the first U.S. COVID outbreak was documented. President-elect Biden says he will invoke the Defense Production Act to ramp up vaccine production. For now, he claims the current administration is blocking critical information for a transition.
We have encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas.
Newly released police body cam video offers a clearer picture of the Christmas morning bombing in Nashville. And our RV explodes while officers clear the streets and chaos ensues. Investigators are also releasing new details of Anthony Warner's final steps. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
CBS News has spoken with the man who heard a warning from the Christmas Day bomber in the days leading up to the blast. Neighbor Rick Laud tells me he asked Anthony Warner about his elderly mother last week, then asked if Santa was going to be good to him this year. Warner responded, quote, "I'm going to be famous. Nashville and the whole world will never forget me." Laud described Warner as a recluse without friends.
Investigators are searching Warner's laptop now, looking for a motive. Boeing 737 MAX with updated flight control software will be back in the sky with paying passengers for the first time since it was grounded following two fatal crashes. American Airlines will fly from Miami to New York today. An Ohio police officer has been fired after a disciplinary hearing for shooting and killing a black man 3 days before Christmas. Family attorney Benjamin Crump.
It shows that they know this was a bad shoot from the beginning. There is no justifying this killing of Andre Hill, who was holding the cell phone and was unarmed.
Body cam footage showed former officer Adam Coy responding to a call about a car running on and off in front of a house when Hill walked out of a garage holding a phone in his hand. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is investigating a confrontation by a white woman who wrongly accused the 14-year-old son of a prominent black jazz musician of stealing her cell phone.
You see two black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone!
The video was taken in the lobby of a hotel in Soho. The woman's phone was soon returned by an Uber driver. The NYPD confirms Keon Harold, who plays with Jay-Z, has filed a harassment complaint. Thousands of people in Aspen, Colorado, shivered through the night without heat or hot water. Utility crews are working to restore service after vandals, believed to be from an environmental group, damaged power lines. The FBI has joined the investigation. Environmentalists are flagging a new entrant into already polluted waters. Correspondent Elaine Cobb.
More than 1.5 billion face masks will pollute the oceans this year. That's according to a new report on plastic pollution by Hong Kong-based environmental group Oceans Asia. The study estimates that at least 3% of 52 billion single-use masks will be washed out to sea and could take 450 years to degrade.
A rare side effect is showing up in COVID patients around the world.
Medical experts are trying to determine why a small number of people who've had coronavirus developed severe psychotic symptoms, including extreme paranoia. Even though COVID-19 was initially thought to mainly cause respiratory problems, there's now plenty of evidence it leads to many other symptoms, including neurological, cognitive, and psychological effects. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
With indoor dining out, snowsuits are in this COVID winter. One of the largest online vintage dealers reports sales are up 78% over last year. Suits on widespread thread sell for hundreds of dollars. A Toronto-based designer says the jumpsuits are perfect for walking dogs, running errands, and al fresco dining with friends. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 29th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.